Wednesday night or the Hey Kish. Halacha and Chavis Olbavis. There's a din that's really relevant to a lot of areas in Torah. The area I'll just give as an example tonight is Biyomo Titein Scharo, that you have to pay someone, a worker has worked for you, you have to pay him in the time frame. There's a certain time frame in which you have to pay him. Pretty much it's immediately. I'm not going into those halachos now. You have to pay him right away when it gets due. The point of tonight's Dvar Halacha is that if you send the money through a shliach, so the Gemara discusses whether there's a chazakah sheshliach also shlichuso, whether you can assume that a shliach did his shlichus. And the maskon of the Gemara is that you cannot assume so in a d'oraisa, in a chi of the d'oraisa. If you want to make sure that you fulfill the chi of the d'oraisa, you cannot rely on that chazakah. It's not a d'oraisa chazakah, we'll call it. And in a d'rabbanan, you could. So this has a number of ramifications. For example, here, if you send the money that you owe with a shliach, you would have to go ask the shliach. I mean, you should go ask the shliach if he did it. You'd be mavarer afterwards if he taka gave it. You can't be soimich on the chazaka. By mechiras chametz, you know, you're making the rov a shliach to sell the chametz for you if you have real chametz that you're selling, and it's a chi of d'oraisa, so you really can't rely on it. So really, the paying. What? Not mevatel the chametz he sells. The people that sell, the storekeeper is not mevatel the chametz. If the mechir is not, you're not mevatel. We're talking about, I don't know about the box of crackers in your closet, which you shouldn't be selling anyway. I'm talking about people who take to sell chametz, whether it's schnapps or stores that sell their whole warehouses. But if you pay him, even shalachmonas, really, you can make a case that it's divrei kabbalah, and the Kabbalah is k'diyoraisa dami, and you can't. But we all rely on the shlichos. We assume, yeah, you figure somebody's going to give it. You only have to give to one person. But anyway, that's the din, and you can either mavarer in a diyoraisa, you can't rely that a shliach did the shlichos. You either are mavarer that he indeed did it, or if you pay him something, the poskim say once he's a worker, not a plain shliach, then you can assume he did the job that he was supposed to do because you paid him for it. Those are the two ways around it, so to speak. Not around it. Those are the two things. One of those two things you have to do to determine if you indeed fulfilled your chi of the oraisa.
Close the door up there.
In the drabana, you could rely on the chazaka shliachos or shlichuso. We're learning Chavis Halal B'Shar Yichad HaMaisa. He's going through different enticements of the Yetzirah. We'll recognize more of these pituyim enticements as we get more and more as we get on in this list, because it hits home. Now he's still talking about Ikrei Hadas. And even though we think that we're not subject, and we think maybe we're not subject to the Yetzirah and these Ikrei Hadas, but that's only because we don't think about the Ikrei Hadas. Anyway, v'chashe yisyayish lepatoschem in aponim ha'elu, the things we talked about till now, about the Torah Sheba'al Peh, and the Hasharas HaNefesh, and the Nevuah, yishtagel b'zeh mitzav ha'gmul v'ha'onesh. He'll try to... You shouldn't believe, really, it's not a question of belief, you shouldn't live with the reality of Schar V'Onesh, which we know is an Ikar Hadas. It's one of the Yud Gimel Animamins, really. It's the second parish of Kriya Shema, really. So the Yomar and the Yetzirah will tell you, Ki Einam Holchim Ba'olam Al Derech HaTzedek. He's talking about now Olam HaZeh. You look around in the world, and there's a lot of tzaddik v'ralo, brasha v'tovlo going on. It's really not as much as you think, because it's not really tovlo to the rasha, and it's not really ralo to the tzaddik, but it appears that it is many times, and it's really not. But it does happen. not as often as people think, but it does happen. Anyway, the Ezara will point out certain unfairnesses of life, as he will call it. The Ilu Hayuholchan Aderech HaTzedek, if things would be run the way we think they're being run, Lahoya Mativim Rasha Maria and the Tzaddik. Kamosha Omar Misha Higdamdu was the Zachro Bashar Haravim in a Sefer Hazeh. He talked, the Chazalotus talked about Rasha Matolo Tzaddik Varalo in Shar Bitachon. Again, it's not Dafka Tov and Ra, but who looks like they're having an easier life. We're talking even in Olam Hazeh. Having a tough life, even though the tzaddik life is, you think it's tough, but it's really not, because he's someach b'chelko, and he doesn't need a lot, and he's mustapik b'muat, so it's not as rough as you think. And the Rasha goes home, and he is full of anxieties and stresses and tensions and workaholic, and he doesn't have a good family life, but it looks to you like it. So the Chazal always talks about this in Sharab Yitachon. Chayshi yigal lo chaseichel. Ofani hasedik b'shnehu en yonim. Asher kadam zachanu osim Sharab Yitachon. The Chazal always gives 5, 6, 7 rationales to what we perceive as Sadik Ralo and Rosh Vatovlo. So yosher hasofik hazev yonuch libcho. Bishibusho, you won't make this mistake of thinking that there's no less din v'less dayan, as it's called. Again, you know, we wouldn't admit to thinking so, but we wonder about the unfairness and what's the point. And many times people take on Kabbalas and they put their lives together and they start learning more and giving more tzedakah, and the next thing you know, they get fired or someone gets sick. This is like a strange phenomena that Satan was given permission to do this. You see it. I don't say a lot, but it happens, and then you start wondering what's going on here. Okay, we'll stop here.